Bill, welcome back for Season 2 of Behind the Bench.
Thank you, Omar. Good to be here.
Well, the new season starts tonight with a home game against Ottawa. Excitement around the team is high, and a big reason, of course, is rookie Jack Eichel, who will make his NHL debut tonight.
Yeah, this is, not to overstate it, but this might be the most highly anticipated debut by a Sabres rookie since Gilbert Perreault way back in 1970. It's that exciting for people to have this generational-type talent, they call him, in town. And so far, if you want to judge him off the preseason, he's been pretty much as advertised. He looked like a first-rate NHL player during the preseason. And if you were in the rink last week for his breakaway shorthanded goal against the Toronto Maple Leafs, the first Niagara Center erupted. You don't hear that for a preseason game. And that was, for fans, that was a special moment, even though it was during the preseason.
Eichel is far from the only new face on the team. A couple of other recent big-name acquisitions will also be making their Sabres debut, including Ryan O'Reilly and Evander Kane.
Two big pieces of the Sabres rebuild. Two guys they gave up a ton of talent and draft picks for, and guys they expect to lead them into the next generation. And Ryan O'Reilly right now, he's their number one center. If you talk to people, he's one of the league's best all-around players. Evander Kane, he'll be playing with Jack Eichel on the left wing, a former top draft pick, still very young, been in the league a long time, former 30-goal scorer. And we talked to Evander Kane at the beginning of training camp about scoring 30 goals again, and he said, I don't want to score 30. I want to score 40 or 50. And he's kind of a brash guy, but he has the talent to back it up. So he definitely could be a 35-goal scorer for the Sabres this year and just a fan favorite, in my opinion.
The team also has a new goaltender this season. Robin Lehner was acquired from Ottawa in the offseason. Not everyone is quite sold on Lehner. What have you seen from him over the preseason and training camp?
I've seen good and bad from Robin Lehner so far. In his first two appearances, he looked a little shaky. He rebounded with a nice shutout against the Maple Leafs here last week. But he looked pretty shaky again Friday against Columbus. He's a guy they went out and got to be their number one goalie. He's not a guy they went out and got to play 30 games and maybe compete. To Tim Murray, who had him in Ottawa, he's the guy. And they might sink or swim with him. And he hasn't really looked like a number one. But you kind of have to give him a mulligan. He had a scary concussion in February. It ended his season with the Senators, and he's just making his way back. So these are just his first appearances, and you kind of expect him to be a little shaky at times.
We should also mention the Sabres have a new head coach, Dan Bylsma. He won a Stanley Cup with Pittsburgh in 2009. What's your sense of how the team has responded to his style?
I think they've responded to him right away. I mean, right off the bat after one session of training camp, guys were raving about how much structure there was and instruction, that kind of thing. And you see it. You see it on the ice. You see him stopping drills and instructing guys. And Sabres really haven't had that in the recent past. And I think guys feel comfortable with him as their coach.
The Sabres have finished in last place in each of the last two seasons. The so-called rebuild is, for the most part, over. How about a prediction? Is this a playoff team?
No, it's not. It's not a playoff team. They will, however, be much, much improved. I think they can get into the 80s points-wise. They'll be very exciting. I think they can kind of maybe be a breakout team, maybe hang around the playoff race for a little while. But I just don't think it's going to happen this year.
Bill, you'll be joining us on WBFO each Thursday morning during the season. Remind our listeners where they can read your work.
You can read my work in the Olean Times-Herald, the Niagara Gazette, the Lockport Union Sun and Journal, and at BuffaloHockeyBeat.com.
It should be an interesting season. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Omar.